Sahanavavatu, Sahanopunatu, Sahavirjam Karavavahe, Tejasvinavadinamastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, 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 Hari Om. Namaste and welcome to the Spiritual Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitriamba, Director of the American Reiki Academy and the Vedic Healing Center. I'm a Reiki Master, Vedic Healing Master, and Spiritual Life Coach who has practiced and taught spiritual self-development and healing for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, yoga, manifestation, spiritual growth, and feng shui based upon my studies and work in these disciplines. The aim of this show is to help you awaken, develop, and tap into your spiritual power in order for you to manifest love, happiness, success, well-being, peace, and productivity, so you may blossom into the highest expression and version of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is recorded on a very special day. It is the festival in which we honor Lord Shiva. This festival is called Maha Shiva Ratri. This is a Hindu festival celebrated annually in honor of the god Shiva. And normally I don't do such a specific recording, but I felt that I must do this. So it's a very niched down subject, and I hope this will be of assistance to anyone out there who is curious about Shiva and how this energy form dances through our lives. So actually there is a Shiva Ratri every month in the Hindu calendar on the month's 13th or 14th day, but once a year in late winter, usually this can fall in February or March, right before the arrival of spring, on the waning moon, we celebrate the great night of Lord Shiva. Maha, Maha means great. And this is a major festival in the Hindu tradition. This festival is solemn, and it marks a remembrance of overcoming darkness and ignorance in life and in the world. It is observed by remembering Shiva and chanting, fasting, doing yoga, meditating on ethics and virtues such as self-restraint, honesty, non-injury to others, forgiveness, and ultimately to discovering this energy form called Shiva. So devotees typically keep awake all night and they visit temples, go on pilgrimages. And there is the notion that Shivaratri is a festival of inner seeking, of contemplation. So during this vigil, this evening vigil that goes on all night, we are led to the moment that falls between the destruction of everything in our lives and regeneration. We contemplate what will grow out of the old, the things we let go of. So this evening is usually a solemn experience, notable for its great attention for us to look within. We fast, we meditate, we may do self-study, and we chant all night the beautiful mantras to Shiva to help us overcome darkness and ignorance. There are offerings, beautiful offerings that are made with fruits, sweets, and milk to Shiva. You will hear the mantra Om Namah Shivaya chanted over and over and over in the temples. This is the sacred mantra of Lord Shiva, and it's chanted throughout the day and then all through the night, in addition to other Shiva prayers. So many of you have heard this mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Three words, three very powerful words. Om Namah. Namah is salutations. Shivaya, to Shiva. Shiva is the name of the deity, the god form. Shivaya means to Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya. Now, there are different interpretations of this evening and what it represents. Some believe it is the night in which Shiva danced, and in his dance he appears as Nataraj. When he danced, the dance of creation, preservation, and destruction. We also believe this is the evening when this form called Shiva drank poisonous negativity, poison, to protect the world. And according to yet another story, this is the night when Shiva married his consort, Parvati. There is the belief that during this night, we have the opportunity to absolve ourselves of past sins and to restart on a more benevolent and virtuous path, and therefore ultimately reach some sort of liberation. So Maha means great, Ratri means night. It's the great night of Lord Shiva. And we also do extended meditation, going within, looking within, being quiet, and celebrating the energy within us that is connected to the divine. So if this recording sounds a little bit different to you, I want to encourage you to open your mind to the philosophy behind this notion of Shiva. And it is thought in the Hindu tradition that God, our concept of God or the divine, is one energy, one expansive energy. And none of us really can conceive of this energy or understand all that it does. But we can agree that this energy or some energy creates life, sustains life, and destroys life. We've talked about this in other episodes. The morning, when things are new, the afternoon, when they are sustained and held, and we are out there doing things in the world, and then the evening, when all the energies settle down again. So sometimes when we chant mantras, they have to do with these different energies in life. Today we chant, and this evening we chant in honor of this third aspect of the divine, this third element that is inherent in this Trinity energy, the energy of destruction. So what does this mean? This means we must let go of, release, say goodbye to, get rid of things situations, circumstances, objects in our lives that do not serve us any longer in order for new energies to come to us. We cannot hold on to the old. And this is one of the teachings of Shiva, especially as he dances, as in his figure as Nataraj, another name for Shiva. So he dances and he reminds us that we must keep moving, we must keep dancing through life, we must not get stuck in one condition, in one moment. We can never get stuck. We must keep moving, keep growing, keep evolving. So today this is going to be a short recording, and I just want to encourage you to listen to some sacred sounds that I'm going to chant. And the intention is for, as you listen to these, for you to release, let go of, and embrace the idea of bidding farewell to whatever it is that is standing in the way of keeping you moving forward. You may know or you may not know exactly what needs to move on in your life. But as we chant, or as you listen to the chanting, just allow its energies to wash over you and influence you so that you are brave enough to let go and brave enough to welcome what the universe has in store for you. It's sometimes very hard to do because we get so stuck in what is comfortable, and yet everything must change. There is only that constant in life, that time is moving and things will change even when we want them to stay the same. So we must move with life and embrace this movement of life and enjoy it, even when we don't know what is coming next for us. So listen to these sounds, enjoy them, and please don't think of any of this as being religious in nature. These sacred sounds and this information comes to us from the wisdom of ancient India, and these same philosophical principles may be found in many religious traditions, but the chanting is unique to the Vedic tradition. And as many of you know, I have enjoyed so much this lifetime learning these chants that have helped me in my life. So I share them not as a religious sharing in any way, but more as an energetic tool for anyone who is interested or drawn to sacred sound. The last thing I want to say about sacred sound is you will be drawn to different sound vibrations. And on some level, I would say there's no need to question. Just see what your energy field is seeking. Again, these are like vitamins or minerals for the soul. So you hear a chant and you say, I love that. I don't know what that is, but it makes me feel good. It makes me feel peaceful. It makes me feel powerful. So it could be a Buddhist chant. It could be Gregorian chant. It could be this the Hindu chanting that I'm doing, Sanskrit mantra chanting, which comes from Hinduism. And it could be Hebrew chanting. So you don't know what will resonate with you, but you will hear and be attracted to sound vibrations. And there will be very little you can do in the way of intellectual reasoning to say why. There is no why. It's just something that resonates with you. It's like when you look at a piece of art and you say, oh, I find that beautiful. And somebody else could look at it and say, oh, really? I don't really care for it. So think of these sound vibrations as just tools to help you in life. And hopefully you will hear something on these podcasts which is helpful to you. Perhaps it is something I'm saying, or perhaps it is something I'm chanting, or perhaps this leads you to a greater exploration where you can find tools and techniques and methods that help you become a better human being and help you ultimately create what you are here to do and evolve as the beautiful soul that you are. So here is an energetic offering to Shiva on this Mahashivaratri for all of us to burn away what is no longer needed in our lives. Om Shivaya Namaha. Om Maheshvaraya Namaha. Om Shambhavi Namaha. Om Pinakine Namaha. Om Shashi Shekaraya Namaha. Om Vamadevaya Namaha. Om Virupakshaya Namaha. Om Kapardine Namaha. Om Nila Lohitaya Namaha. Om Shankaraya Namaha. Om Shulapanaye Namaha. Om Katvangine Namaha. Om Vishnuvallabhaya Namaha. Om Shipi Vishtaya Namaha. Om Ambika Nathaya Namaha. Om Shrikantaya Namaha. Om Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha. Om Bhavaya Namaha. Om Sarvaya Namaha. Om Trilokeshaya Namaha. Om Shitakantaya Namaha. Om Shiva Priyaya Namaha. Om Ugraya Namaha. Om Kapaline Namaha. Om Kamaraye Namaha. Om Mandakasura Sudanaya Namaha. Om Gangadharaya Namaha. Om Lalataksaya Namaha. Om Kala Kalaya Namaha. Om Kripa Nithaye Namaha. Om Bhimaya Namaha. Om Parashuhastaya Namaha. Om Rigapanaye Namaha. Om Jatataraya Namaha. Om Kailasavasine Namaha. Om Kavachine Namaha. Om Katoraya Namaha. Om Tripurantakaya Namaha. Om Vrishankaya Namaha. Om Vrishabharutaya Namaha. Om Basmodulita Vikraya Namaha. Om Samapriyaya Namaha. Om Svaramayaya Namaha. Om Trayimurtaye Namaha. Om Anishvaraya Namaha. Om Sarvagyaya Namaha. Om Paramatmane Namaha. Om Somasuragni Lochanaya Namaha. Om Havishe Namaha. Om Yagyamayaya Namaha. Om Somaya Namaha. Om Panchavaktraya Namaha. Om Sadashivaya Namaha. Om Vishveshvaraya Namaha. Om Virabhadraya Namaha. Om Ganatnathaya Namaha. Om Prajapataye Namaha. Om Hiranyaretase Namaha. Om Durdarshaya Namaha. Om Girishaya Namaha. Om Girishaya Namaha. Om Managaya Namaha. Om Bhujanga Bhushanaya Namaha. Om Bhargaya Namaha. Om Giridhanvane Namaha. Om Giri Priyaya Namaha. Om Kriti Vasase Namaha. Om Pura Rataye Namaha. Om Bhagavate Namaha. Om Pramata Deepaya Namaha. Om Mrityunjayaya Namaha. Om Sukshmatanave Namaha. Om Jagat Vyapine Namaha. Om Jagat Gurave Namaha. Om Vyoma Keshaya Namaha. Om Mahasena Janakaya Namaha. Om Charu Vikramaya Namaha. Om Rudraya Namaha. Om Bhutapataye Namaha. Om Stanave Namaha. Om Ahirbhutyanyaya Namaha. Om Digambaraya Namaha. Om Ashtamurtaye Namaha. Om Anekatmane Namaha. Om Satvikaya Namaha. Om Shuddha Vigrahaya Namaha. Om Shashvataya Namaha. Om Kanda Parashave Namaha. Om Ajaya Namaha. Om Papavimochakaya Namaha. Om Riddhaya Namaha. Om Pashupataye Namaha. Om Devaya Namaha. Om Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Avyayaya Namaha. Om Haraye Namaha. Om Pashudanta Bide Namaha. Om Avyagraya Namaha. Om Dakshadvara Haraya Namaha. Om Haraya Namaha. Om Bhaganetra Bide Namaha. Om Avyaktaya Namaha. Om Sahasrakshaya Namaha. Om Sahasrapade Namaha. Om Apavarga Pradaya Namaha. Om Anantaya Namaha. Om Tarakaya Namaha. Om Parameshwaraya Namaha. I hope you have enjoyed this offering. May you find peace and fulfillment within your own soul as you connect to the divine, this great light that leads us to amazing heights. Om Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Om Sai Ram, Jai Guruji, Om Amriteshwariye Namaha, Hare Krishna, Om Namah Shivaya.